sad, really terribly sad, that lives are being taken very casually as it is, and this doesn't seem to stop. It rather seems to increase. Now we see that it's not only the ordinary villagers that have been killed, but also some senior government officials. So it's really getting too bad, and it is our prayer and hope that something definitive will be done to put this situation away, because it's really an inhuman situation that people just kill others without any deep feeling of the common humanity we share.
Archbishop, have you spoken to any of your colleagues, any other priests back in Jos since this latest massacre? And what are they saying to you?
Well, I am in touch with my priests, and yeah, they also feel awfully sad and helpless too, because there is very little that we can do. There was a time when our words were very therapeutic, in the sense that they provided succor for the people and great comfort. But when people are being, you know, attacked very repeatedly, you know, they despair, and now they are frustrated. I also spoke to the governor, the state governor, last night. I called him on the phone, and he also is very devastated by the happenings. He told me that it is believed that the attackers were people hired from outside to come and cause this havoc. He believes that they were hired and armed to come and attack. He doesn't believe that the attackers are the local indigenous Fulanese of Plateau area. So that is his position. But whatever the case, we are so saddened that these people are so inhuman as to continue killing.
Archbishop, I've seen many expressions of solidarity coming in the news from foreign governments and from foreign authorities. Is there anything from the outside you would like to see be done to help the situation?
See, I've been here in Rome to receive this International Peace Award. And since this happened last night, I have received several phone calls, people expressing sympathy and solidarity. Even the Federal House of Representatives members are asking me to celebrate a mass with them on Wednesday morning before I leave. I am going to do that, hopefully. And it's a sign of solidarity. We have said it again and again that we need to approach this issue collectively, because the issue of security cannot be, you know, left to just one country or one area. There has to be some collective effort, and I believe that with some proper intelligence networking, intelligence gathering, that this could be stopped. So it's always very surprising that our intelligence agencies are caught napping. It shouldn't be the case. So I believe foreign governments should help in the area of intelligence, and I said equipment to gather intelligence and to use them effectively to stop this menace.
So you're saying the main responsibility is now lying on the Nigerian government to actually make sure that measures are implemented to provide security?
Yes, they have to. I said it is their duty to see that the citizens are safe. And when people campaign and seek political office, they should know the implications. And the implication here is that they have to be there for the people. People cannot just be killed like animals. And those who do so get away with impunity. Well, whatever needs to be used has to be used. Is it the rule of law? Is it the security apparatus? Is it dialogue? Because these people who are attacking and killing, I understand, are the Fulanis who are aggrieved that their cattle have been either killed or stolen in previous crises, and nobody has offered any help to them. So they get so angry and bitter. And for them, the cattle means everything. Sometimes they treasure their cattle more than they treasure their children. So it's left to the local authorities to see how they can bring these groups together and get them talking so that this terrible thing can stop.